Navega. Navega. De manos. Navega nas marabeza.
Carmen Sousa is seen as a leading light on the Cape Verdean music scene, but unlike the nation's most famous singer, the late queen of mourners, Cesaria Evora, Sousa is praised for her innovation. Her music is a fusion of Cape Verdean traditional forms with more contemporary jazz sounds. Creology is her eighth album. The title literally means the study of Creole languages. It makes sense because her parents are from the Cape Verde archipelago, a nation off the northwest coast of Africa. The former Portuguese colony has its own Creole language. The album is a celebration of that, but is anything but academic. This song, Ligria, means joy. Ligria, nada mais nesse vida te importa.
Is the new album that expresses the joy of being Creole and the joy of this mixture and basically celebrates the good that we all can do when we are all together. It visits all of the Lusophony, Brazil, Mozambique, Angola. But it does have a little bit of New Orleans and Cuba as well.
Carmen Sousa was born and raised in Portugal, but spoke Creole at home.
I grew up in that environment of the Cape Verdean, eating the food and speaking the language and all that Cape Verdean environment where you have your family and all of that. But I also grew up in Europe, you know, and so I was very curious to hear everything, you know. And that's all part of me when I'm growing up, you know, it's all part of building blocks of the things I identify with.
She began singing gospel music in the church choir as a child, and her parents kept close ties with the Cape Verdean diaspora. There was plenty of the nation's music and culture at home, alongside that of other former Portuguese colonies like Angola, Brazil, Mozambique and São Tomé. The music on the album was written by Portuguese bass player Teo Pascal, with whom Sousa's worked since her debut album in 2003. He is also connected to the African continent. His father was a Portuguese Baptist preacher and in the 1970s helped African migrants in the wake of the Portuguese Revolution. The songs they've co-written use the sounds and rhythms which for centuries travelled across continents carried by African slaves. Rhythms like batuque and funana.
We love to play with the rhythms and sometimes we love to play, for example, oh, let's have a funana, but let's play it slower than it's normally played, you know? And then you create all different things because funana is normally a very quick or a very fast-paced rhythm, you know? And then we go and we mix it with a 6-8, but in the 6-8 we can also put a little bit of the scent of a batuk on it. And that's how we like to explore. Sometimes maybe grab a morna and play it faster than it's normally played. And in these things you kind of discover new ways of expressing these rhythms. all our albums, they all have a concept. This album had this specific concept of Creology. And so the idea here was really to mixture things from Brazil with things from Mozambique. And from there, discovering something new. And we also went a little bit with the Portuguese history, and we explored a little bit of the North Africa type of rhythms, for example, in Homem Música. You know, you find so many common things because, for example, in Brazil you have the baião, but it's very similar to a rhythm also in Morocco. So I think everything is interconnected in some way. I don't think we are discovering anything new. These things are here for a long time, you know. But there's always like a story / concept.
Pois ódios em a luz, minha vida. Pois ódios, estrela, minha guia. Camestio, nada mais. Sou bom, Jim. Sou bom, mami. Que ódio, doce, te ilumina. Ódio, de meu. Oh, those pretty eyes have hypnotized so many girls. It's true.
Souza wrote most of the songs on the album, but as in previous albums, she pays tribute to one of the sources of her inspiration, the late jazz pianist Horace Silver, whose father was also from Cape Verde.
We go and find songs where we can explore different sounds and different things as well, and kind of challenge ourselves to really find new things to complement these songs. For example, we added a song from Horace Silver.
Souza's cover of Horace Silver's Pretty Eyes also showcases her vocal talent, which goes from scatting to imitating musical instruments.
I do sing in a different way because I think that I can express myself differently, imitating instruments, either a saxophone or a trumpet. And also with the language, the Creole, it gives me also freedom to also express differently because of the different accents from the different islands. I can express more melodically, or I can express more staccato, in a staccato way. And so that gives me a lot of freedom to just go anywhere, you know. The music always sets the mood for us to explore something new. And that's how we want to continue to do our music until we're like 80, if we're still here.
That was Carmen Souza talking about her latest album, Creology. And my thanks to RFI's Leonard De Silva for the interview. From me, Alison Hurd, bye for now.
La Paloma, que el Mariuma, era el Imani, y el Mani, cantón, no me espera, Mozambique. Yo pensé que es voces de Maputo, yo vi la Paloma, que es Mariuma.